Welcome to Drive Time, a Valley update on COVID-19. This is an interview series that focuses on the nonprofit organizations of the Mount Washington Valley and how they're dealing throughout this pandemic. This presentation is being broadcast on 93.5 FM WMWV, Magic 104, and Easy FM 95.3. It's brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chant and Leone McDonnell and Roberts. My name is Gino Devaney, and this evening we're talking once again with the Conway Public Library, but this time we're going to be discussing their summer reading program. I'd like to welcome to the program the head of youth services over at the Conway Public Library, Tara McKenzie. Tara, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Gino. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time and keeping us up to date on what's happening over at the library. We actually had David on not too long ago telling us a whole bunch of things of how the COVID-19 pandemic has kind of affected the library. Let's touch on that a little bit. Last we heard, the library is still closed. However, there's a little bit of a curbside service going on. You can still do returns. How is the library handling everything?
Exactly. We are doing curbside service, which is we're really happy that people are taking advantage of that. And we are taking returns on a cart that we quarantine for a couple of days. I think it's 4 days. And then we check them in. We're also providing every other service that we can. So anything online, we are providing a lot of help with our audiobook, Overdrive, and ebook, Libby. It's Overdrive and Libby.
Mm-hmm.
Doing things like that. We're making some copies for people if it's not too much so that they can come and pick them up because they can't come in. So we're trying to do everything we can. And we are also rearranging the library for social distancing.
Excellent. Yeah, you have to do what you got to do. We completely understand that, and we appreciate the efforts. And in addition to, obviously, all of the numerous amounts of books that you have, the DVDs, it's also a great place, the Conway Public Library, a great resource for the Mount Washington Valley, and it's because of wonderful ways to involve the community. And one of the reasons that we're having you on this evening is to talk about the summer reading program, because that has also been affected by COVID-19. So let's talk about that a little bit. Let's hear it.
Sure. So this year, we're calling it the Summer Reading Adventure at the Conway Public Library. It is your community program, and it is filled with experiences to keep you connected to your community and the library. We are offering opportunities that are, although virtually presented, include lots of outdoor activities tying to literacy. So you can do our summer reading program anywhere. We have it based on a points system. So we have a point sheet on our website that lists different things that earn points. And of course, reading is one of them. So reading, you can read anything you want. There are also things like we're presenting a weekly summer adventure challenge on our website that is combined with our theme, which is Imagine Your Story. So this year in June, we're going to imagine our world. So if you complete one of our weekly challenges, that will earn points. Checking out items will earn points. We're going all virtual this summer, or mostly virtual. So yeah. Things like follow our Instagram will earn you points. Liking our page on Facebook or tagging us in a selfie. So we've added some virtual experiences. And we're just very excited. We've got so much planned. And the one thing I want to say is that this is evolving this summer because new partners are coming on board, new community opportunities are opening up during this summer as things change. So I want to say check back often, because even though we have a great plan for 3 months, we're going to go with the flow and make changes as things open up.
And that's a good plan for sure. And everybody can check out those details at conwaypubliclibrary.org. And Tara, this is pretty much for the whole family. Anybody can register for this, all ages, huh?
Yes, that's what's exciting. You can participate in this program whether you are 0 or 100. We have activities and opportunities for every age. So we've made the point sheet very general. I also want to say that if you come up with something that is somehow an activity that you do that connects you to your community or literacy, give us a call and we can add points.
Oh.
I should say that every 100 points earns you a raffle ticket.
I was going to say a little bit of an incentive here to gaining those points.
Yeah, so those raffle tickets add up to prizes. So We have prizes for every age. We have a lot of bicycles, some Kindle Fires, a skateboard for teens, and don't forget that we'll be adding as we get new opportunities throughout the summer. So I really want to encourage people to check back.
Yes.
Some of the programs that we have for the different ages are we have some Zoom story times going on every week. We're going to add a bilingual story time session during July, I think, maybe June as we plan.
Okay.
We also have activities that are going to be presented every week for that you can do at any age. So we're going to show how different ages can do these activities. And I should say that these activities are in categories of read it, build it, which will be engineering, create it, which will be art, write it, which will be expression, and then share it. And all of those things, you can choose them. You don't have to do them all, but they all earn points.
That's fantastic. And this is a great way to get excited about reading and, of course, practicing those social distancing and still staying safe.
Yes, we're trying to plan ways for people to engage in their community. So, again, I'm going to say we're adding more things. Some of the things we have for adults is Tessa is going to do, she is planning a playwright workshop for Imagine Your Story. And that's going to be with a New York City playwright named Andrea Chuchluski.
Okay.
And that's going to happen in mid-June. And a fun event for, you know, older people, teens and adults is a series called Wait, Wait, I Got It, which is fashioned after the current events trivia show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fun. That is June 11th.
Yeah, you got quite a bit going on for sure over at the library. And like you said, it's ever changing. So people should keep checking back to conwaypubliclibrary.org. And you mentioned it a little bit here. It's more or less a summer adventure theme with Imagine Your Story. Where are you guys going in that direction when you thought of that idea?
Oh, that's a great question. The theme actually came out of the National Collaborative Summer Library Program. And that's an amazing event where every librarian has input and they come up with these themes every year through consensus. So this year is Imagine Your Story. And we broke it down to Imagine Your World in June, Imagine Your Community in July, and Imagine Your Character and Your Story in August. And I should say that during July, we are going to be partnering with the SAU and other other community agencies to offer even more.
And there's also a great video, too, of you and Tessa on the website, and people can check out more about kind of diving into those different themes. Even a little bit of fantasy is involved, right?
Oh, yeah. Fantasy. So that's where it's going to come in, where you create everything.
Yeah.
We're leaving a lot of room for imagination. So this theme kind of focuses on fairy tales, mythology, and fantasy. So that's where we're going to be focusing our efforts and encouraging people to create different things from those themes.
Yeah.
And there's reading books that will encourage that kind of story.
Exactly. And there's a lot of them out there, which is really great. So being able to expand that into that world is quite enjoyable, and people should have a lot of fun with that. We're talking with Tara McKenzie from the Conway Public Library about their summer reading program. And I thought another great thing to mention, too, people can choose the books that they want to participate with.
Yes. We are very interest-based. So we like to give people a lot of choice within some direction. So, you know, we're saying, hey, read some mythology, some fairy tales, some fantasy, and then use it in some activities. But that doesn't mean you have to read that. You can read anything you want.
Yeah, which I think is really great. You can go to conwaypubliclibrary.org for full details on the summer reading program and everything else that the Conway Public Library is offering, and it is quite a bit. It is a wonderful community resource. Right now, as we mentioned, the doors are closed, but you can reach out to them online, and with a little bit of a curbside service they have going on, still accepting the returned items, it's still a hot spot when it comes to the community. Tara, thank you so much for your time. Do you have any final words for everybody, anything that we can take away from this interview?
The last thing I want to mention is that some businesses have been very generous over the years and donated all of our prizes in the past. So I just want to thank Dairy Queen, Storyland, Pirates Cove, and Aroma Joe's, who were our major donors. It doesn't mean that everybody in the community contributed. So I want to thank the whole Conway, North Conway greater area. Lastly, the Friends of the Conway Public Library make this all possible. So we got to give a shout out to them, and I want to thank them.
Yeah, it's really an amazing place that we live in. Everybody kind of says this when it comes to this portion of the interview of thanking everybody, because the community does band together, and I'm sure you've seen it over the years. We are a really, really cool corner of the world, if you will.
Yeah, it is. It's a great community. I'm so happy to be a part of it, and I miss everybody. So I'm hoping that people will engage this year virtually and share with us what they're doing. We love pictures. We love stories. We want to hear from you. We miss you so much. So take part. Get in touch.
Yeah, also. And also follow on social media, too. That's a great way to do all that.
Yes. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram account. And we have a website.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you, Tara, for your time. Thank you for everything that you and your team do. We wish our best over there to the library. Hopefully next time we'll be able to have you here in studio and we can continue to talk about the Conway Public Library. Thank you for everything.
Okay, thank you.
That was Tara McKenzie of the Conway Public Library. Please remember to check out conwaypubliclibrary.org for full details on the summer reading program and to register your family. Once again, I'd like to thank our sponsors of this program, Cooper Cargill Chant and Leona McDonald and Roberts, and I'd like to remind you to check out all of our previous episodes of this show at WMWV.com and conwaymagic.com. Also, if you are involved in a local nonprofit organization that would like to be featured on Drive Time, please send me an email at gino@wmwv.com. That's gino@wmwv.com. For now, this is Gino Devaney signing off. This has been Drive Time.